There's been a consultation recently, and I've been urging everybody in the local area to contribute to it, because I think the proposed ban on cars cutting through Richmond Park does have major consequences for many people in the area. And I do think it's a problem, especially for people living along Richmond and Petersham Road, the route from Kingston to Richmond. It's an incredibly congested route. It's particularly around the Petersham Bend. And it creates a great deal of congestion. And so obviously people use Richmond Park as a cut through to avoid that. And I do think there is an issue if you don't allow cars to use the park, about more and more cars then on local roads, more congestion, and that creates a pollution, which then is a real problem for people living nearby. So, I mean, I'd certainly support a... measures to perhaps reduce the number of cars in the park. But I think what's really needed is to try out a number of different approaches and see which, you know, what approach can best balance the needs of the local community and most effectively reduce cars in the park. To be honest, I don't think it's been the best time to do a trial, because we are seeing, if you like, abnormal usage of the park right now. We've seen far greater numbers of people visiting while we've been in lockdown. And obviously that's a good thing. People need access to their green spaces, and we know how important that is for everybody's physical and mental health. But it has also meant a lot more traffic in the park, you know, and particularly just for people visiting, never mind driving through. So I don't think it's been, you know, we haven't seen typical usage of the park. And I spoke to Royal Parks before Christmas, and they were saying that actually November 2020 was one of their busiest months, and yet in a typical year that would be very much the quietest month of the year. So I think that just goes to show that this is not necessarily the right time to be thinking about changing traffic movements in the park or trialing new things, but I do think there needs to be a balance.